If you crack open a beer this 4th of July, history might not be the first thing on your mind. For Teresa McCullough, though, the story of beer is the story of America.
If you want to talk about the history of immigration in America or urbanization or the expansion of transportation networks, really any subject that you want to explore, you can talk about through beer.
It's McCullough's job to find those connections and tell their stories. She's the first brewing historian at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. She's only been on the job since earlier this year, and already she has combed through the Smithsonian's archives and pulled out treasures that show beer's part in American history, whether that has to do with advertising, technology, gender roles, or even popular entertainment.
And so this
says Budweiser's a friend of mine.
Budweiser's a friend of
Wait,
mine.
Wait, is that actually musical?
It is a piece
no,
of sheet music.
It's a song called Budweiser's a friend
yes,
of mine?
Yes, it is, yes. And so this premiered at the Ziegfeld Follies in New York on Broadway in 1907.
Budweiser's a friend of mine.
Lyrics of the song tell the story of a man who goes out drinking in a bar and sings about how he prefers his Budweiser to his wife because his beer does not talk back to him. But the song concludes with his wife pouring him a schooner of Budweiser at home so he does not need to drink elsewhere, and so all is well.
Or you want to talk about immigration? More than a million German immigrants came to the U.S. in the second half of the 1800s, and they were beer drinkers.
They brought new kinds of brewing yeast. They brought different kinds of brewing methods. And suddenly they produced this lager beer, a kind of very light, crisp brew that became very popular with Americans.
Those immigrants transformed the kind of beer Americans drink and established a new industry in the process. The drink went from heavy English-style ales to the cold, quaffable style that's common today. And instead of home brews, by 1900, many cities had entire neighborhoods full of breweries. McCullough says one thing that's especially interesting about the story of American beer today is that it has come full circle. From the early days of home brews to mass-produced beer, through the crash of Prohibition, and now back to a resurgence of microbreweries.
We now have so many breweries in this country. We have exceeded the pre-Prohibition number of breweries. We've reached over 5,000 breweries at this point, and so it's truly the golden age of to be a beer drinker.
I didn't have to travel far from the Smithsonian to see that entire cycle in one place.
I'm Catherine Portner, and I'm the president and co-founder of Portner Brewhouse here in Alexandria, Virginia.
The sign outside of Portner's says, established 1869, re-established 2012. Catherine's great-great-grandfather, Robert Portner, was a German immigrant. At its peak, his company was the biggest employer in the city of Alexandria. More than 600 people worked for him, churning out more than 6 million bottles of beer every year. Some of the early marketing materials are in the Smithsonian's collections.
Original advertisements that we still have note Robert Portner's brewing company as the original king of beers.
This is long before Budweiser started using that phrase. Portner's company was forced to close during Prohibition, and that was it until Catherine and her sister Margaret Portner reopened the brewery just a few miles from where the original one stood. There are historical artifacts in cases along the walls. The kitchen serves up pub food with a German twist. And at the in-house brewery, they've recreated some of the original Portner's brews based on the notes their great-great-grandfather wrote in German. Catherine fills a couple glasses from the tap.
This is the Hofbräu Pilsner that we have reconstructed from the Robert Portner Brewing Company.
The color is a cloudy yellow.
Cheers.
It doesn't taste like a glass full of American history or immigration or technology, even though on some level it's all of those things. It just tastes like a really good beer.